But there'd be boys and girls then.
There'd be
then
boys and girls, yeah, but you'd be kind of all embarrassed then. Like, if your mother came out to the door and saw you being caught by a boy, you know, if you catch him, you'd bring you back to den. And your mother would be at the door, and then you'd be given out to the fella, let me go. You'd be caught by the elbow in case you run away, or you'd be released, like, and you'd be all embarrassed, like, about the boys being around. Yeah, that would be that game, and then we kind of would have games of, or getting back to the games of the house now. Sure, like, our bedroom's in. We'd get a cardboard box for the dolls, and somebody, we all nearly had a doll, but you know, you'd only kind of get ties at Christmas. So, like, maybe during the summer, the doll might have been broken or gone or whatever. We'd make a paper doll with newspaper. We'd make, I often made a doll, you know, she might be a foot long, like, with newspapers. And if you got brown paper, it was all right, it was a great novelty, because you could draw a face in on the brown paper, where the newspaper, she had no face. Where, we draw a face then under that. And then there was a woman living near us, and she was a dressmaker. And she'd we'd knock at her and we'd have her scorched for old rags and bits of trimmings off of the things that she'd have. And we'd make clothes for the doll, then scarves for the dolls, and dress her up and cardboard box then. And then you'd, if you kind of got really enough stuff, then you could make a little pillow and a little cover for it. Like, and you'd be there for all hours of the morning, and then, like, kind of playing away, like, with that, like, for all. All the kids in the area, they're like, and that was some of the games, like, and then you'd have the usual games, I suppose, then, like, you're going to have a game of picky, where you'd be, someone got chalked in. And then what we used to have as well, we used to get ropes and the street poles in the street, you'd put them up the pole, do you know, you'd try it and you put up, but like, you, someone would say, like, oh, here's a man, don't long. And they would say, hey, sir, they brought the rope for me, please, as usual, no slang. And the men would kind of sling it up, then he'd get up real high, like, you know, and pull it tight in a noose. And then you would have flowers, then, like, one would be on one side of the street and the other side. You might have to stop maybe every hour and a half, because a car would pass. That's how little cars was on the road, like. And then kind of that would be kind of summery games, then winter games, then, I suppose. Again, we'd have skipping and release or all things, jump in the steps, who could, where we were living, there was all had steps, like, once I jumped the whole 10 steps.
Gee.
All 10 together, like, where I was living, there was, you go down the lane, there was one step, then there was a gap, and there was our house, and then there was four steps. Everybody could jump down the four step and up the four step. Kind of run up and run and jump the whole four steps together. But myself and another fella in the area, we jumped the whole 10 steps together.